Hey, this is TA calling in from the real day 8 of Paddle Two Peaks. I said day 8 yesterday, but it was really day 7. Another fabulous, fabulous day here in Labrador. We set out after breakfast to see how high we could get, and we climbed something we're calling the Thumb. And the Thumb is an awesome geologic formation in the back of this bowl that we're camped in, and we realized our bay doesn't have a name, so temporarily we're calling it Kayak Cove and Thumb. We played around with, you know, we were here with the Bishop's Miter, so maybe it's the Bishop's Thumb, or maybe it's just the Thumb, or it's the Thumb. But we made our way back up. There's a little creek running down from up along, so we ran up or walked up the back of the creek, and then up some scree slopes to some talus slopes. We gained the height over 3 different waterfalls and then into a channel between the Thumb and the side of the wall, kind of like going into a side canyon of the Grand Canyon. We actually did some climbing on snow today, so we did some snow climbing, some full-on mountaineering, and we traversed up the side, and then there was a sort of a saddle, and it was a toss-up whether to go around the back or whether to go up through the saddle. I made the call to go up through the saddle. Probably the better call might have been to go around the back. Up Brave, and there was another obstacle, which was a pretty steep snow slope without crampons and without any protective gear that would have probably been a little bit sketchy for this level of remoteness. And so we had a wonderful time climbing the Thumb. The view was absolutely positively amazing. It's kind of like Horseshoe Maze in the Grand Canyon. We're out looking over this whole thing. We could see all the way to Saglik. I could actually pick out the radar tower without binoculars. And so we could see almost our entire route, kind of. We saw 7 icebergs. And so the views, again, blue skies today, pretty warm temperatures. So an awesome day to be climbing. It seems like at some point, you come back to the Kamajet Mountains with 10 days worth of food just here around these islands. The topography is absolutely amazing. So we had lunch up there and took some photos. There's a Karen on the top of the Thumb. As Climber Smurf came along, we got some pictures of him. And then we headed on back down and got back about 3:30 in the afternoon. So there's a little time for some siestas and some relaxation time, and